Welcome to Talking Walking, hosted by Andrew Stuck from Rethinking Cities and the Museum of Walking. Talking Walking brings you interviews with people from the world of walking, artists, activists, professionals, and those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Swiss artist Simone Etter's Walk Book is full of techniques to disorientate you, not necessarily to get you lost, but to muddle your thoughts, even on a familiar route. We set out on a walk together towards a campsite beyond La Réunion in southwest France, where we've been attending Made of Walking. We know where we're aiming for, but don't know the way to get there, and once we're there, we're not sure as to how to return via a different route. Along the way, I'm convinced that Simone is applying her techniques, as I become increasingly more disorientated as to the route. My only hope is that you as a listener can follow it too. We're at La Réunion, and you're going to tell me why you're here.
Yeah, come on, it's a big question.
Oh, that's a big question.
Yes, why are you here? So, I mean,
what drew you to come to Made of Walking?
I can start really pragmatic. The reason I'm here, I prefer to do a work workshop because this vision that my book, which you public in this time. I did a workbook. It's called Workbook. Wow.
Okay, the title is Workbook.
Oh, look.
Oh, and here we are with figs.
Yes.
Not yet, right.
And really, really good.
Oh, they are?
Yes. Mm. Taste it. Really, really good.
Mm. You're right.
Yes.
But they don't look...
But they are look like that. That's normal. They are the good one.
But the ones we have at home are much harder when they're this colour.
Yeah.
And you can't use them yet. But these ones are okay.
Perfect.
This could be private or...
A trick line. But maybe we can try that.
No, that must be private. No?
But let's try that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You're trespassing now?
Yeah.
Their car door is open. They've got washing on the line. You still think
because
this is...
When the people come out, we ask them a question.
Do we say we're on a performance walk where we're doing a direct walk?
We have to improvise. So then I had this accident and...
Broke your ankle.
The Achilles. That's the word. Actually, it's really the Achilles. You know,
the Achilles.
Yes,
the Achilles.
Yes,
there we are, campground. I knew I could get you here.
No, just do it. I mean, when you all the time stop and you think, oh no, that's private. Oh no, maybe I cannot do it. You don't do it, and then you not find out more about the space or about what's going on around us. So just do it. And when
is that traditional in Switzerland where you're from?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's my kind of working progress.
But how does it work in Switzerland when you live on a very mountainous area? Can't you just walk into the mountains? Or are the paths from the towns into the mountains? Or do you just walk through people's property onto the mountains? Since I'm just thinking, do you have public rights of way?
Oh, yes, we have. And a lot of them.
Wind back a bit.
Yes.
You were going to do a night walk, but...
But...
You had an accident with your Achilles.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And actually, because this is my second week that I can really walk again, so... Yeah. First, I'm not sure should I come or not. And I have this feeling I have to come, because I have to walk again. And when I'm here, I can concentrate it on my walkness. It's word it does not exist, but I think it's a good walkness of my walkness. It's kind of fitness, but it's walkness.
Do you describe yourself as a walking artist? Do you define yourself as a walking artist? Mm. You've written a book called Walk Book.
This book is more about education perception. There are 13 Raumexperimente, experiment of from the space. It's more about using it as a tool.
Okay.
So I'm not a walking artist. I'm not a stroller. I'm maybe more an on stroller.
But you've come to Made of Walking. Why are you here?
No, I'm working like that. You know, I'm working.
Which way should we go? We're here. Shall we? This is, looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Should we go this way?
Yes, let's do this. But this is the way I'm work. I work science-specific and with people. I'm interested to share and to do something together. Yeah. What brings me here? I'm here now. Of sure, I'm here. But the rest of the story is I mean, the people here brings me here to share the ideas, to spend time together, to hang out together, to walk together, to be on this place here together.
So are you not just someone who likes to work site-specific, but also time-specific?
Yeah, absolutely. I just have this time right now here.
There's apples here
so,
now.
Yeah, you can go here and have your breakfast on the street. It's perfect.
Well, the fig was lovely. I'm going to go back for more fig.
Maybe this is not so bad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So are you a bit of a foraging walker?
Not so.
Have you tried long-distance walking?
Yes.
And then getting up and camping and then walking the next day?
It's that my walks are not so conform or not so nice. I get myself all the time in problems and confuse myself with walking. So the most of the time I don't like me walking.
You don't like you walking?
Yeah, because I ought to know, or the walk, because it's so, I think about, oh, I'm lazy to just walking and it's so fine. And I take walking for me is really, really serious. So it's hard work. Yeah. So this is the reason that I'm not so much enjoy my walks, because it's really hard working.
What, why is that? Because you can't stop thinking about something, or gives you space
myself,
to think?
I get myself in problems, or I just make something that doesn't make sense at the beginning. It doesn't make sense to go sit on this bench, go 10 meters to the bench to the other side, and do this 10 hours. You start with what I'm doing here, that doesn't make sense, but at the end, it brings you something. I don't know what's happened. I don't know if this makes sense or not. So,
sorry, had you planned this, because you say you're kind of site-specific, do you actually go to a space, think, that's interesting, there are a couple of benches there, I could walk between them, or do you then come back and think about it and then think, okay, what could I do if I walk between them, and then you walk between them?
Both of them. Sometimes I find the place, yeah, let's go there, find this place later by day, then I go back, but the most of the time I'm improvised and I get to this place and then I'm just doing it, yes.
Okay, so at the moment you're based in Paris. And you're on some kind of a residence in France?
Yes.
But it's a long residence.
It's 1 year, yes.
Where are you residing and what are you trying to do there? And what have you been asked to do there?
Okay, yeah.
You're a Swiss-German artist. Are you an artist then?
Yes.
Oh, you are. What type of artist would you think you are? Site-specific, I know, time-specific, with people.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough, no? It's clear I'm not a painter.
Are you not a painter?
Yeah, come on. Science-specific, time-specific...
Painter.
With participation.
Maybe not a painter.
Maybe not a painter.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
So, of sure, it's a kind of performative. It can be all of them.
Were you trained as a dancer?
Yes. I'm not a dancer, but I'm dancing.
Where are you in Paris? Are you in a art institution?
I'm living at the Cité Internationale des Arts. They're living 200 artists. There are also musicians, writer, poetry, a classic singer. It's
fantastic.
It's a mix.
And they're all there for a year?
No, they are supported by their own country or by the Cité des Arts. And it's different, so there are people staying 3 months, 6 months. The usual is 6 months. What's going on there?
I don't know, we're about to find out.
Ah, okay.
Should we walk across the field?
Yes.
So what were you asked to do in France?
There was an application from the Atelier Mondial, the Swiss fundraising, and I had to make a kind of application what I want to do in Paris, why I want to get this residency. I sent them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 options, and then, of sure, I short it down and make it a little bit, how can I say this, when you work sign-specific, time-specific, not painting, it can be complicated, you know. But so I talk about this traditional promenade stuff about Paris, and it's a huge history, and now...
Of course
it is. So, and
the Arcades project,
offshore,
so Benjamin.
Yes, Benjamin, a lot of Benjamin, and you have a lot of...
Flaneur.
Yes, Le Flaneur. So I take this up to me and say, and now, in this time, for me, as a woman, I want to go and just walk in Paris. And I give them some examples that I did walk, mm-hmm. What is my concept, how is my working methods, and
we're a bit trapped in a circle around the showers and toilets.
I think
toilets.
Also in our thinking, or in mine.
Maybe you go that way, are we trapped?
Yeah,
your thinking is trapped.
Yes.
We're on a typical, we're a typical Simone walk, are we?
I know.
Yeah, really? This
yes,
is, yeah?
Yes.
I think we go this way.
Yes, please. So I have to find out from this question. It was just, I want to go to Paris, I walk there. It's a kind of a research.
So how did you come to write Walk Book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was an artistic research project that I did 3 years ago. It's connected with the University to Basel. We did a project called Lenzgang for the walk, and künstlerische Untersuchung von Raum und Vermittlung. It's a kind of... We did walks and look at this border area to Switzerland, Germany, and France. Artistic research walks. 2 years long. And I did scores and some kind of tools that we can maybe confuse ourselves or make stick our perception. Because when you make this research, you have to, okay, now I have to find something out. It's really important, you know. It's go up like that. And then you find something out, but maybe it's not really important. Or when you focus on to find something out, you find something out. But it's maybe really not that what you find, what you should find out. So
we come to a stop here because we both realize we're going back to where we were again, haven't we?
Maybe this is the end.
Maybe we go that way and then try to take a right.
Yeah.
This is a muddling place. Sure. The place is muddling and your walks are muddling and you're muddled and I'm muddled.
And you get it all the time when we are go back. My thinking is...
Oh, wait.
Here.
Don't you think? Well, that is a signal.
Yes.
That wasn't there when we came by the other time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're making a shortcut here. We don't know where to...
That's good.
Oh, I feel better.
Oh, my God.
Oh, these are mobile homes now.
So...
Oh, yeah, where were we?
Yes. with the workbook, you know. For me, it's just maybe... The workbook, what I said, is about more the perception and to shoot yourself, to confuse yourself that you not have this curtly knowledge that you stand somewhere and then... Okay, I have here a mobile home, I have here a tree, I heard a bird, everything is so clear. So that's not happened.
So your walks that went into the walk book were to help people become muddled.
Yes.
To muddle their thinking so that they didn't just work on the frame of whatever their... They just didn't follow the same thing that they always follow.
Yes.
It was to try to get them to be disorientated so they thought differently.
Yes. Yeah, that's...
So shall we just walk here?
Yeah.
We may not be able to go through the sunflower field we're heading towards.
What's that?
No, not eating.
They're
not... How do you know that those aren't edible? They don't look edible, but how do you know?
Yeah. Just test it, and then it smells like that. You should not.
Well, thank you for that.
Just test it. But I mean...
This is the sound mark, because of the...
Yeah.
Where is that clock? That's not the one that we listen to in La Romeur.
Oh, sure.
You think it is? I think that's further away, or nearer.
How many church do you... So
wow.
Yeah. It sounds different, no?
And this is midday.
Yes.
And at 7 o'clock and at midday, the bell rings the hour and then the date. And today is the 31st.
Wow.
So people now listening to this are listening to a bell ringing 31. Did we decide we couldn't walk through the sunflower field?
We can.
I don't think we decide one way or the other. Is that a road? I think we should take that.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think that is good.
I have a look with my foot, but maybe not.
I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, let's do this.
You've been listening to Talking Walking, brought to you by Rethinking Cities and the Museum of Walking. In this episode, you've heard from Simone Etter. If you have any views on this interview or any walking issues, we would love to hear from you. Just follow the links on the Talking Walking website. We look forward to having you along for future episodes of Talking Walking. Written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited, our artwork is designed by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music is composed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.